You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class, a Friday edition, a Final Four edition here on KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac, our producer on the other side of the glass here today as we got a lot to cover. We're going to talk some basketball with you, a lot of basketball. The women's Final Four coming up tonight, men's Final Four tomorrow evening, the championship games Sunday afternoon, Monday evening, respectively. You can catch all of that right here on KGYM, including Iowa and South Carolina from Westwood One coming up tonight. And we'll have that game for you. The first game will be LSU and Virginia Tech, followed by Iowa and South Carolina. Both those games coming your way from Westwood tonight. On all of our frequencies, we'll join up at 6 o'clock with a tip-off of about 6:05. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you. Love to hear from you today. That's 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. Listening in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids in Iowa City. It's 106.3 FM, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Going to talk to Jeff Linder of the Gazette, who covers the Iowa women's basketball team, live from Dallas. Get the latest as he will take us up to tip-off of tonight's Iowa-South Carolina semifinal in the women's game. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about the season, everything going on in Dallas. We'll do that with Jeff coming up in just a little bit as well. We are presented by Tobacco Community Credit Union each and every day here on the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to tobacco.com. First thing to talk about, Mark, is what's going on outside with the weather. And a lot of people looking to the heavens today because of the fact that we've been talking about this all week, the weather folks have, that could be a potentially rocky afternoon and early evening around the state of Iowa and in the KGYM listening area as well. First of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Scott, and everyone out there, Isaac, and yeah, we kid from time to time here on the show about our weather models and whatnot. Our recommendation is to pay attention to the experts out there, and we can tell you that it could be a perilous situation, but we don't know right now.
Yeah, right now, here's what we have. We have a tornado watch in effect for just about all of East Central Iowa, in fact, all of Eastern Iowa. That will go until 8 o'clock tonight. Right now, severe thunderstorm warnings. You look off, we're kind of in the, you've got severe weather off to the west between Cedar Rapids and Des Moines going up toward the Fort Dodge area. You've got severe weather over by the Quad Cities. You've got south of Des Moines, some severe weather that drops into Missouri, all that kind of moving our way. Right now, as far as severe thunderstorm warnings are concerned, going until 3:45, the closest we have to our neck of the woods is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Poweshiek, eastern Marshall, southern Tama, and northeastern Jasper County. Again, that goes until 3:45 today. And not so far anyway, knock on wood, I think I saw one tornado warning in south central Iowa earlier on this afternoon, and that's been it. Like I said, hopefully we won't have the destructive force of Mother Nature take over tonight. A lot of things postponed tonight, interestingly enough. It's not only the snow that can postpone things. It's also the impending rain, if you will.
Yeah, some schools letting out a bit early, and I know racing season's getting underway in Davenport. Supposed to, anyway.
Supposed to. That's not probably going to happen.
Probably not going to happen. But pay attention out there. Again, consult the experts and pay attention. We'll hope for the best.
We will. And we will keep you abreast of as far as the weather situation is concerned here. And if we need to give an announcement, we will do that. And as soon as I open up my mouth, Mark, another tornado warning, not in our area, down in the Ottumwa area, southeastern Monroe County, south central Wapello County, and also northwestern Davis County. They have a tornado warning. It goes until 3:45. So, again, we'll keep you updated on all the weather right here on KGYM. Sports-wise, it is Final Four day, or Final Four night in Dallas, as the Iowa Hawkeyes will take on the unbeaten defending national champion South Carolina Gamecocks coming up this evening. And, again, we'll have that game for you. It's back half of the doubleheader tonight. From Westwood One here on KGYM. First, as you know by now, the first appearance for Iowa in the Final Four on the women's side in 30 years, as Lisa Bluder and company will try to take care of figuratively and literally, Mark, a tall task tonight for this Iowa women's basketball team.
That's a good way to put it, and a lot of anticipation for this game, and I know there's been polls out there, and what sporting event in Iowa history have you looked more forward to? Some folks say this one. Others say a variety of different things. But I think people are just ready to tip it off and see if Iowa can hang with the defending champions and are the best team in the country.
I would agree. 11:56 on the text line here. Talking about the game tonight, will Aaliyah Boston have a little extra motivation tonight after the Player of the Year awards? I don't think it's an individual battle tonight. I think it's more of the team. I hope it's more of a team situation tonight for both Caitlin Clark and Boston. That's the prize right now. That is all behind you. You look forward. You look ahead. And I think they both want to show well tonight. But I don't think this is an individual battle tonight. This is a team. This is the team tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so. Boston was the National Defensive Player of the Year for the second straight season. And that's something she can hang her hat on. 6'5 player, very talented. And I doubt that there's, you know, maybe extra motivation on Boston's part. I think the real motivation is to win another national championship.
South Carolina coming in unbeaten. We're going to talk to Jeff Linder of the Gazette coming up in just a little bit, in about 20 minutes, as I mentioned. But great job today in the paper, if you've not picked it up. Very nice section. Six-pager, I think, as far as the Final Four is concerned. A lot of work went into that, so hats off to everybody associated with that. And like we said, it's a big deal. I mean, duh, yeah, it's a big deal. But I think the bottom line is you don't know how many times you're going to have this opportunity. So you have to take full advantage of it and talk about it a whole lot and write about it a whole lot.
Yeah, it was a very good presentation by the Gazette sports staff. Linder and Steppy and Halas contributing. No offense to those guys, but my favorite piece in the whole section was Rick Riley's. They published Rick Riley's piece on Caitlin Clark, and he can turn a phrase. There's
friend
no
of the show, by
it.
The way.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on the show.
He has been. A couple times.
But that was an interesting read, I thought. And overall, a great presentation for the Hawks, or for the Gazette, I should say, on the Hawks.
Yeah, and your thoughts welcome. What do you think's going to happen tonight? What does Iowa have to do? 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you on the text line. And if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call on the phone line, love to hear from you in that way as well.
If Iowa gets to 80, is that enough? 75 or 80? Is that going to be enough?
80, yes. 75, I'm going to go 75%.
Yeah,
this is the top defensive squad, though, out there in South Carolina. I mean, this is basically, you know, this is a brick wall they're going against tonight. A tall brick wall as well. Caitlin Clark's going to get hers. I don't think there's anything that's going to stop her one-on-one. And is South Carolina's Dawn Staley, is she content with letting Caitlin not go off, not get 40, 45, or whatever, and trying to stop maybe Monica Sinano inside?
Sinano's going to have a tough time, and I think Hannah Stolke will as well, just because of that height. And Boston's defensive prowess, you'd like to get some production out of those two, if not, you know, a substantial production. But that's going to be tough. South Carolina has held an insane number of teams below its scoring average. Isn't it in the 50s or something like that?
Right. Yep.
The daunting task.
Matt in Cedar Rapids says, Iowa needs 17 threes, similar to the Louisville game. We talked to Kevin Lehman yesterday, our Off the Glass segment. If you missed it, you can go back and listen on our podcast, available at KGYMRadio.com, Apple or Spotify. He talked to his friend Rob Brooks, play-by-play voice of the Iowa women on the radio, and Rob told him that his prediction is Iowa needs at least 15 threes tonight.
Hmm.
At least 15 threes. Hawks have to shoot the three well, have to bring the bigs out. Somebody's got to step up. As other than Caitlin Clark, Monica Sonano needs to stay out of foul trouble. Can McKenna Warnock come away with another big three-point game? Can Gabby Marshall hit some three-pointers? One of those two, I think, has got to step up and have a big, big night tonight for Iowa.
I don't disagree with that. The other thing is South Carolina has the target on its back. It's not on Iowa's back.
They have all
back.
The pressure in the world.
Yeah. But they've endured that through, 42 games now? 42-game win streak every game this season. People have come after them with whatever they got, and South Carolina has answered every time. Our friend Sam on the text line.
Sam, don't even think this.
Sam has a horrible thought. Wouldn't the worst thing be if the Storms knocked out power while people were watching the
game? I thought about that earlier today. Honest to goodness, I thought about that earlier today. Hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully it won't happen. 83-31, limit needless turnovers, live ball turnovers at Al. Shoot well. Not going to get rebounds, so don't foul inside. Clark needs to get to the line. I think they're going to have – I'm not going to say they're going to have trouble guarding Caitlin Clark, but I think Caitlin's got a – this is a good matchup for her against South Carolina. I'm not banking on the fact that this is a great Monica Sonano matchup tonight. Transition buckets will be the difference, says 81-86. Matt, the Michigan fan, weighing in, saying, if it's 75, your question mark, if Iowa gets to 75, they win. There you go.
Yeah.
And then a pick. Mm-hmm. Hunter Dickinson. How about that? Into the transfer portal for the Michigan Wolverines. 0905. It's an uphill battle. It's the whole team defense from South Carolina that is going to be the defense and the difference. Yes, the other players have to hit and not be overwhelmed by the stage. Very good point that 0905 brings. 30 years since Iowa's been to the Final Four. None of these young ladies were around or even thought about the last time Iowa was in a Final Four. South Carolina's been there three straight years.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, could be a factor tonight. Could be a factor.
Wasn't necessarily in the Elite Eight. I thought Iowa played very loose in that game against Louisville, and this is one step higher on the rung, the highest of the highs. And we'll see how Iowa reacts.
78-54, if Iowa holds South Carolina to under a 10-rebound differential, then they win. Sonano, O'Grady, and Warnock are going to be big tonight, going to have to stay out of foul trouble also.
That's a good bar there, too. I don't necessarily disagree with that. South Carolina out-rebounded Maryland, I think, 48-24. And Maryland is a pretty good rebounding team.
Maryland ain't bad.
It's on the offensive glass that South Carolina just kills you.
Yeah. Those second chance buckets that the Gamecocks get. The problem is South Carolina has six different girls that are Caitlin's size and speed. Best defense in 13 years of women's college hoops. It is going to be offense versus defense tonight. Higher the score, the better shot Iowa has to pull this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to see South Carolina running with Iowa tonight. I guarantee you that. They have to play physical but can't get into foul trouble. What if they have a post off the bench that bangs around Boston, etc., and they don't care who picks up fouls? I think O'Grady is going to get some playing time tonight for Iowa. She's going to be that extra big to get in there and maybe, you know, use those four or five fouls. Why not, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, the other discrepancy in that South Carolina-Maryland game was that South Carolina was only called for 12 fouls and went to the free throw line possession after possession after possession. That's not very many fouls for any team, let alone a defensive team like that.
Just don't miss any shots. Thank you, 1900. That's sage advice right there.
Kind of be ideal, wouldn't it?
That is sage advice right there. Talking to Iowa, South Carolina, the women's Final Four coming up tonight. A lot of discussion about the Final Four. Dare I say, Mark, and you know how things are in this day and age, in 2023, in the 21st century, it's what have you done for me lately? Right now, there is more talk, dare I say, nationally about the women's Final Four than there is the men's Final Four. Mm-hmm. This is a great, great stage for the women's game to gain as far as national prominence is concerned, to do what they can to take that next step, if you will. Now, it doesn't say men's Final Four could be great. I hope both Final Fours are outstanding, to be honest with you. But there's more talk about the women's Final Four with Boston, with Caitlin Clark, and with Kim Mulkey there, whether you like her or not. She brings eyeballs to the sets, no doubt about that. And then you got Virginia Tech, who hasn't been there very often either. So it's a Final Four that's going to go a long ways, potentially, into sending women's basketball to another level.
It's the star power that has been the big difference between the women's and the men's Final Four. You mentioned some of those names. You don't have that necessarily on the men's side, although you have some great stories. Florida Atlantic will get to its head coach here on the scoreboard, the latest on him. And, you know, Miami with Larinaga and Hurley with Connecticut and San Diego State, nobody giving them much.
No one's talking about the Aztecs.
Not at all.
No one is talking about them.
I think it's going to be a good Final Four on the men's side. But the LSU-Virginia Tech game tonight is like, what would you call it, a matinee? Compared to the nightcap.
Well, it's not a JV game or anything like that, but I think the biggest question going into the Virginia Tech LSU game is what Kim Mulkey is going to come out looking like. What sort of outfit she is going to be wearing tonight.
Whatever she wants to wear.
On the sideline for LSU. And then they clear the stage for Iowa and South Carolina coming up after that. 319-366-1600, 5823. I was waiting for this. You win. What do you think, Hunter Dickinson and him transferring to Iowa? I think that is less than a 2% probability of Hunter Dickinson coming to Iowa.
He's the type of guy that has had some really good games and then he disappears.
Never know, though. Never know.
You never know. You never know. The top four centers... or the top four players in the portal right now are centers. Everybody's after a center, it seems like.
Well, they're seeing now that you got to have that. You got to have that big guy in the middle. Necessarily, don't have to go through him every time. He doesn't have to be the focal point of your team like Zach Edey. But you got to have guards, and you got to have somebody in the middle. UConn, a great example. San Diego State, a great example.
Creighton had a great big man.
Yeah.
Not great, but very effective big man.
Very effective. And you got to have all of that. And I think that is exactly what we're seeing as far as college basketball right now. Luca Garza was great in Iowa City. Maybe that's something that's on the mind of Hunter Dickinson. I don't know. I think it's great he's coming back to college basketball. We're seeing women go out early into the WNBA. Aaliyah Boston has not made her decision yet, what Diamond Miller is, right? I read that, I believe, yesterday. Segres from Villanova. Now, they, I think, have 1 year left, the COVID year, and they're just not going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're leaving after their sophomore season. I don't believe that's the case. I got to check on Diamond, but, you know, it's, hey, it's different times, man. It's different times as far as the women's game is concerned. 319-366-1600. Are you checking that out, by the way? Helping me out? I hear you clicking over there.
I just had to update my scoreboard here with a nugget.
Okay. I tell you what, let's do this. Let's throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock on Monday through Saturday. They're online at emilshideaway.com. Check them out. Big thanks to those folks that are across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot.
Limited schedule in Major League Baseball following yesterday's opening day. Only 5 games on tap, and I would argue highlighted by the White Sox and Astros in Game 2. Game 1 of the college series, Iowa moved up its game against Maryland today to avoid the possible bad weather. The Hawks got off to a 5-0 start, but dropped a 10-9 decision to the Terrapins. In college basketball news, Dusty May, the head coach at Florida Atlantic, is going to reach a long-term contract with the school, which will, you know, present a pretty good financial commitment on that school's part, but that is the case. Shaka Smart of Marquette has been named the Associated Press Coach of the Year. And finally, the NIT wrapped up last night. An all-conference USA matchup. North Texas defeated UAB 68-61. Both of those teams heading to the American Athletic Conference next year.
Yeah, and good teams, good game last night, and congratulations to the Mean Green. They're gonna they were looking for a new coach. Diamond Miller was a senior. Reading there real quick that she will not take her COVID year. And 3 of the top 4 players for Maryland are in the transfer portal for women's basketball for the Terps. So Brenda Fries is going to be in the open market looking for some players in the portal coming up. So Maryland's going to look different next year, a lot different as far as Big Ten women's basketball is concerned. The weather situation still, we have basically the severe thunderstorm warning off to the west of the Cedar Rapids area. Is a pretty good sell right now between Marshalltown and Tama. And also, you've got a very, very, very sizable sell down in south central Iowa right now by the Ottumwa area. And could see some rain moving in the next few hours. And if something pops up, we will keep you informed right here on KGYM. 328, we're going to take a short break, come back. Jeff Linder of the Gazette is going to join us live from Dallas, and we will get the latest on what is happening hours ahead of the tip-off of Iowa's Final Four National Semifinal as the Hawks take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. And we'll come back and talk to Jeff, and we'll do it right after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And thunderstorms will be moving out of eastern Iowa tonight, and much colder air will be moving in. Winds will be picking up out of the northwest at around 40 to 50 miles per hour, and temperatures will be dropping down into the low 30s. We'll have the chance for a wintry mix or even some light snow late tonight into early tomorrow. And then tomorrow the clouds will gradually clear. Temperatures will stay in the 40s. Then on Sunday we'll bounce back up into the 60s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin & Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin & Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin & Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 12 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with the 11% off everything. Update your home with high quality and unique sliding barn doors from Colonial Elegance. Give your home an updated look with doors for any room in the house. Get a ready to finish interior pine barn door for only $99.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 2nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Back with you at 3:31 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on this Friday. We'll keep you updated on any severe weather that moves into our neck of the woods. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for another 15 minutes just south of the Marshalltown area. Between Marshalltown and I-80 right now is basically where that is at. Also, the Quad Cities up through Clinton, they also have a severe thunderstorm warning going on. Tornado watch until 8 o'clock coming up tonight. At about 8:30, we will have for you from Westwood One, the second of the two games. We'll have both of them, obviously, but we are focused on Iowa and South Carolina and talk about that. We are very, very blessed to have Jeff Linder join us live from Dallas as he is getting ready to head over to the arena, or maybe you're at the arena already, Jeff. I don't know.
I'm at the arena already.
You're set.
Yeah, you gotta, with the traffic the way it is, you gotta get here early.
Get there early, indeed. And hey, first of all, kudos to you and everybody. That was a whale of a section you guys put out in the paper today. A lot of great information. And like we said, you gotta go all out because you just don't know how many times you're gonna have this opportunity.
Right. It might be another 30 years. You just don't know. Or it might be 1 year. So you sure can't take opportunities like these for granted because you don't know when the next one might fall in your lap.
Jeff, looking at things from here in Iowa, it appears that Iowa players are very loose, and maybe that's true of the coaches as well. Can they transfer that to the court?
Well, yeah, they can. They're going to have to play that way because they're going to have to get up and down, and they're going to have to trade threes for twos to have any chance because South Carolina is just so big, 6'5", 6'7". Monica Sinano is going to have her hands full in the paint, obviously, with Aaliyah Boston. But they're here, and if the shots go, who knows?
Just getting there, and I don't want to say just getting there is going to be good enough for this Iowa basketball team because this is what they were pointing at all year, and they are now there. They're playing with house money tonight. I mean, South Carolina's got all the pressure in the world on them, and I don't think that fact is lost with Lisa and the rest of the team.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Everything from here on out is gravy. If they win one more or two more, you know – oh boy. So, and if they win tonight, I think they're going to win the whole thing.
Caitlin Clark gets more awards this week, and not surprising to me anyway. But this is a woman that she said in the, I believe in the Louisville game, might have been the calmest she ever was. She's just playing at a high level of confidence.
Yeah, and I kind of think that's the way she's going to be tonight too. But you know, that Louisville game is probably the best I've seen her play in 3 years. She was terrific, and boy, she just keeps getting better and better.
She does, and a lot of people are talking about, is this a personal battle tonight? I don't think so. I think this is the team tonight. Everything personal is behind them.
Yeah, especially since she won all the awards. You know, if she had if all those awards had gone to Aaliyah Boston or Angel Reese or somebody else, then yeah, maybe she could play that card in her mind. But I think she's going to be relaxed and loose. The individual stuff is behind, and now there's a game to play.
Jeff, in my mind, I'm not sure Iowa's been a great rebounding team for some of the year, and now you have the prowess of South Carolina. And somebody on the text line said if Iowa can stay within 10 rebounds of South Carolina, that will bode well. What say you?
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good number. If they could be minus 8 to minus 12, if a lot of those rebounds aren't on the South Carolina end of the floor, I think that bodes well. But only if Iowa shoots well. And South Carolina gives up, I think, 31% field goal shooting. So Iowa's going to have to be – they're going to have to be at least low 40s to have a chance, especially with, you know, assuming a lot of their offensive trips are going to be one and done.
Does Iowa play zone?
You know, I don't know what they do scheme-wise. I think they probably do, because South Carolina only makes about 4 or 5 three-pointers a game. I think you probably got to play some kind of a zone and really pack it in on their size.
Jeff Linder joining us live from Dallas at the arena at 3:36 as Iowa gets ready for their Final Four game against South Carolina coming up tonight. We know that Iowa's got to have Caitlin Clark beat Caitlin Clark tonight. They got a great game in the regional final from McKenna Warnock. Somebody, you know, maybe one or two people have to step up tonight for Iowa to beat the Gamecocks.
Yeah. You know, if Clark scores 35 points and everybody else scores 35 between them, that's not a good sign. She's going to have to get some help. It's going to be, you know, Sonano's going to have her hands full down there. If she would get to 14 or 15, that's a huge plus. But Martin or Warnock or Marshall or somebody, maybe two of those three, are going to have to be in double figures. They've got to find a way to 75 points, I think, to have a chance. And that's going to be difficult.
How about Stolke's role tonight?
I think Stolke's going to have a big role tonight. I think she's going to have to. I think Addie O'Grady's going to have some quality minutes for them. I just think, you know, it's not a given that Sonano's not going to be in foul trouble. So I think O'Grady and Stolke are going to have to play, you know, they're going to have to hold their own.
They are. I agree with you about O'Grady. And why not just throw her in there, use those 4 or 5 fouls, and just see what she can do?
Yeah, just kind of looking. South Carolina's a 68% free throw shooting team, so you know, if you foul their big girls and you get some 1-for-2s from out of them, then you know, that's okay.
Any way to gauge the Iowa fan representation, Jeff?
It's going to be really big.
Is it?
It was really big in Seattle. I imagine it's going to be similar to that tonight. The Hawkeye huddle things are. I was not at that today, but just looking at the video and the pictures, that was mammoth. I would say it's pretty good money that Iowa will have the biggest crowd here of the four.
Interesting. And that says a lot, because obviously Louisiana's right next door.
Right. And I'm sure LSU will draw well. South Carolina will have a good contingent too. I think they average about 12,000 a game at home. And, you know, Virginia Tech's not that far away. It's kind of the opposite from the regional rounds where everybody had to go. You know, those teams that went to Seattle, most of those teams came from 2,000 miles away. Now it's a little bit closer and a lot more drivable.
Well, the big story tonight is what Kim Mulkey's going to wear, right?
Oh, boy. My money is that she's going to prance out like Apollo Creed in Rocky IV.
I don't know if there's any bets on this, but it's going to be this thing is going to be epic tonight.
It's going to be loud.
You know what? And you know, say what you will. That leads me into she's a great coach, and it leads me into my next question, and that is the fact that there's more talk right now about the women's Final Four than the men's Final Four. I mean, you're kind of sitting there on the verge of what could be a historical night and a historical weekend for the women's game. And boy, that's kind of interesting to fathom.
Yeah. The media room here is it's not like Carver. it is basically 3/4 of a high school gym. And it's full. I don't know what the media number is here, but it's both media that are following their local teams or the national media. It's really amazing.
Jeff Linder joining us here for a few more minutes in Dallas as Iowa gets ready to take on South Carolina. Have you had a chance you've been going 300 miles a minute, but have you had a chance to just kind of sit back and just think about this entire run?
I imagine a lot more of that'll happen on the drive home, whether that's tomorrow or whether that's Monday. It's been, the kind of thing that as a media person, it makes all the trips to see to Carver to see Robert Morris or IUPUI worth it. So it's been a lot of fun. This team's got a lot of personality. The coaching staff is great. They're accessible. So from a media standpoint, you couldn't ask for much more.
One of the stories in your special section today, I think it was yours, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a nugget about Caitlin Clark, and in one of the interviews, she kind of maybe spelled out her future intentions. What do you make of that?
Yeah, she said that wasn't the case, and I'll take her at her word. Whether she comes back for a fifth year or not in 2 years, I don't know. I guess I'd say it's probably at least 50-50 that she does. If she does, she's going to set records that'll never, ever, ever be broken, I would think, once they go back to the four-year cycle. You know, maybe the five-year players have some kind of an asterisk by their name, but I think she's going to break the record next year anyway as far as scoring in her career.
If she stays healthy.
Because she's if she gets to 16 points tonight, that'll be 1,000 for this season, and she's around 2,700 now. I think the record's maybe 35 or 36. So if she stays at this pace, I don't think there's any doubt that she'll by the end of next year she'll be the NCAA all-time leading scorer.
And it's not only, Caitlin Clark's week. It's the Iowa team week, and a very good honor for one of the girls that doesn't play a whole lot as far as being one of the top academic folks in the country, too.
Yeah, Sharon Goodman, four-point student. She received an award for academics a couple days ago, and that was neat. She's somebody that they might have to lean on a little bit next year, whether they can get O'Grady or AJ Ettinger or Goodman to really elevate their game, because I don't think Stolke's a true five, so somebody's going to have to step up. Or right now the roster's set, they can't get anybody in the transfer portal unless somebody leaves.
This is probably a discussion for another day, but with Lisa Bluter's success, and the season is not over, but the comparisons with C. Vivian Stringer almost like Fry and Ference. What about that?
Well, Lisa's now equaled Stringer in Final Fours. That was the only thing that Stringer really had the edge on her. You know, it was always, well, Lisa never gotten to the Final Four. Now she has. If she would win tonight, I think what she's done has to surpass what Vivian did at Iowa. And maybe it does anyway, just on number of wins, number of years.
You take a look back at this whole thing, and what a year for basketball, women's college basketball in this state. All four teams making postseason, three in the NCAAs. I know Iowa State would have loved to have a better game against Toledo. Drake had a chance. You know, this...
Yeah, Drake had a chance against Louisville, a good chance, and just, you know, they missed too many easy shots, and Louisville ends up in the Elite Eight. So, you know, and what a mess Iowa State is right now.
Well, yeah, what do you make of that? I mean, is it there is a lot of talk about playing style now. Is that something because of what Audie coming in next year, or is it? I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
I don't think people are leaving because Audie's coming in. I think just from some things I've heard, maybe there's a little bit too much structure, and maybe it seems like a lot too much structure when you compare to what they're doing over here at Iowa. I don't know. I can't answer for Donarski or for Fritz or even for Feuerbach a couple years ago. You know, basically they kind of the company line is it just isn't a good fit. So they've got a lot of rebuilding to do over there now.
South Carolina, 11.5-point favorite tonight. Where would your money be if you were a betting man, Jeff?
I would say South Carolina to win, but not to cover.
Okay.
That's what I would go. I would. I kind of think 7 or 8 point margin for a final score.
Yeah. Well, and you never know. You never know.
No,
you got to
no,
play the game.
And I feel a lot better about Iowa's chances tonight than I felt for Iowa's chances when they played Baylor in the Elite Eight 4 years ago. Mm. I think their chances tonight are much greater than they were when they went up against Mulkey and the Bears in 2019.
You realize track season awaits next week, Jeff.
I realize. we'll get to next week when next week comes. So,
there you go.
If I was home, I wouldn't be covering a meet tonight anyway because of the storms. And, boy, I hope everything's minimal there. I hope things miss us. And I hope I have a house to come home to.
I hope everybody does.
Yeah.
Boy, it's going to put everything into perspective as you are at the Final Four this weekend, and then, you know, you could be like at, you know, North Cedar next week or something. Not to pick on your North Cedar Knights, okay?
Yeah. I think there's a meet. I think Clear Creek's got a meet on Thursday. I think there's a one of the Metro teams has a big meet on Saturday during the day, so at Kingston. So, we'll worry about that when the day comes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. And yeah. Enjoy it.
And you know what? I'll enjoy covering one of those if the weather's good just as much as I do this too. So,
boy, you hit the key right there.
Yeah.
You haven't missed anything for track this week. It's not been the greatest week.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's March. The big stuff, you know, starts in to me about the end of April if the weather's good. You know, get to the conference meets and then state qualifiers and then state, and it goes fast. We'll be talking about the state meet before you know it.
Very true. Hey, have fun tonight. Have a great weekend. Enjoyed it, and it should be a fun night and hopefully a historic night.
Yeah.
Whichever way it goes for Lisa Bluter and the Hawks. But thanks for the time. Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. I think they'll compete. Thanks a lot for having me on.
You bet. Thanks. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us live from Dallas as Iowa and South Carolina getting ready to tip it off coming up tonight. Probably around the earliest it's going to be is 8:30. It's 30 minutes after the first game is the second game. First game tipping off just past 6. So do the math right there, and probably going to be 8:30, 8:45. If that first game goes long, well, plan accordingly, as they say.
Your guess is as good as mine. Hope the electricity's back on by then.
Speaking of that, I do have to let you know that the tornado warning has been extended and has pushed up to the north and the east. As now there's a tornado warning until 4:15, and that is for northwestern, for Keokuk County, northwestern Washington County, and northwestern Jefferson County. There was a tornado on the ground near Hedrick, or just to the northeast of Ottumwa, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. So there is a confirmed tornado out there. Again, this is moving, all of this is moving in the direction of the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area. And again, we'll keep you updated on the weather information right here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you on the Gym Class for a Friday right after this.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-351-4242. 800-351-4242. That's 800-351-4242.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure. Your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Back with you at 3:52 here in the Gym Class on KGYM. We will, on Monday, reconvene at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the women's and men's Final Fours. Get ready for the men's championship game that night. Hopefully, we're talking about a national championship for the Iowa women. We'll see. You never know when you get down to four teams like this. And again, the weather moving in our direction here. Keokuk County, a little bit of Washington County. You have a tornado warning that goes until 4:15. So keep that in mind if you are listening to us in those areas. Keep an eye to the sky. That's all we can say. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. Poll question brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, serving customers since 2003. Mark.
Will Iowa beat South Carolina tonight? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote at our website, kgymradio.com.
Couple texts coming in here. Why is the over-under going up from yesterday? And they must all think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Your guess is as good as mine. Quite frankly, I'm not worrying about the betting on this one here tonight. I'm just enjoying this one tonight, Mark, between Iowa and South Carolina. Would, let's see, a text here from 1722. Always would keep the viable talent in college. What is really helping promote the women's college game, as we probably can all agree, is happening. Requirement maybe of the age of 22 to go in. I'm trying to read this text here, Mark. Coming out early due to the COVID years, increasing their age at the end of their college careers. Doesn't the NBA have a minimum, WNBA have a minimum age requirement? I don't know. I'm not sure if they do or not. I'd have to look that up. Not sure. Not sure on that. Isaac's going, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know either. I know the average salary in the WNBA is much lower than the NBA.
That is a big reason why you don't see...
The highest paid woman is making like $230,000.
Right. And that's why they play overseas a lot.
Yeah.
Why they play overseas a lot. Hello, Isaac.
WNBA minimum age 22.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Thank you, Isaac. Appreciate that. See? Helping out. Helping out here today. I mean, you learn something new every day. And you're right, though. It's more of a money situation than an age situation. And you don't see... I cannot recall anyone in women's college basketball that has left after 1 year of playing college ball.
Well, people kidding around, Caitlin Clark would take a pay cut if she went to the WNBA.
She would.
I don't know. I mean, the salaries range from like $115,000 to $230,000. You got to think she's going to be a high draft pick and paid fairly well.
You got to think.
But her value in NIL is... close to $200,000, reportedly.
The Iowa women starters have played 90-plus games together now, which is good, says 0905. Absolutely. Very, very good. By the way, before we get to the end of the program here, Mark, who's going to be in the national championship men's game on Monday?
Florida Atlantic and UConn.
Going San Diego State and UConn. I'm not jumping off the Owl bandwagon, my Owls, but I don't think they're going to beat San Diego State.
We shall see.
I think it's going to be the Aztecs and UConn coming up on Monday evening. Now the big question, what's the women's championship game on Sunday afternoon?
I'm going to say South Carolina and LSU.
I am too. I'd love to see Iowa win it. Love to see Iowa win it. I just don't know. This is an ultra-talented team. Ultra-talented team right there. By the way, kudos to baseball for the pitch clock. That was incredible last night. Very incredible right there. Real quick, before the end of the show, we got about a minute and a half for our friend AC Earl checking in with us today. Hi, AC.
How's it going? I just, you know, heard the talk about women's basketball, so just like to kind of weigh in and give a couple things of insight.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so there was a couple ladies a few years back who left college early to go overseas. One of them was from Rutgers. I can't remember her name. Epiphany Prince.
Okay.
And so the rule is that you can go at a certain age when your class is going to be a senior in college.
Okay.
So some ladies have left college, went overseas, wait till their draft class comes, and then they're eligible for the NBA draft. But you're correct. Most ladies play overseas because they make upwards of about $1,800,000 a year.
Yeah. Better right there.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy the basketball tonight, AC. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yes. Yep, it should be a great game. I'm so excited for those ladies. I think it's great for the state.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Got about 30 seconds here, Mark. As I mentioned, opening day of baseball, whether your team won or lost, was wonderful. The pitch clock was the winner yesterday. I love it. Makes the game go. It's a much better pace. Boom, 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 boom. Let's keep it. Let's grow baseball.
I've embraced it, and I really like it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Baseball may be growing. Ooh. Ooh. Just think about that. Women's basketball is certainly growing it's going to be a historic weekend in Dallas. And more on that with Todd coming up from 4 until 6, taking us to the tip-off of Game 1 between LSU and Virginia Tech. We'll be back with you on Monday at 3. You've been listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with